Put your face on
As
that
I throw
phone.
jams, we're inside the Driving Five, on the phone line in the studio. We all over the place. We got some members from Muskegon High School Board. Miko Gray Simmons, let's start off with you, the elected official from Muskegon Heights Public Schools. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. PA, and yourself?
I'm doing good, doing good. And you have some guests with you today?
Yes, I do. I have the Executive Director of Student Services, Lakeisha Laudermill.
Good afternoon.
All right, Lakeisha, welcome, welcome.
Thank
and you also have the board president for the Academy Board?
Yes, I have the PSA Board President, Katie Kaptein, here with me also.
Hi, PA, how you doing?
Doing good, welcome, welcome. So I guess I'll start off with you, Miko.
Okay.
You've been elected official. And then you can tell us which direction we need to go.
Okay.
The big conversation. I know school starts when?
Monday.
Okay. Is the district ready? We ready?
We're ready. We
Good.
Are ready. We
Good.
We had what do you call it?
Meet the teacher.
We had a meet the teacher at the Edgewood and at the high school today, and it was phenomenal. We had kids came out with the parents. They signed up. They met their teachers. The rooms are phenomenal looking. I went through Edgewood. I didn't get a chance to go through the high school, but the teachers are geared up. They're ready. They're happy. The kids are excited. And I was told by Antoinette Robinson, the president of the BOE board, that she went to the high school and she said the teachers were just excited. They're ready to go. Everything is everything. Students came up. Teachers' rooms were looking great. Everything is set for Monday.
All right. Well, you have a new principal, Ms. Laudermill. Welcome. How do you feel about this position?
Oh, so you want to talk to her?
Yeah. Then I'm gonna go to Katie. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't want to start
okay.
off hitting the bad stuff. I want to get some good
okay.
stuff first before we get to stuff people might consider as being not so good. How is Staines going so far?
So you know, I'm excited to be back home. You know, I started my educational career, professional career, and my elementary career at Muskegon Heights, and so it's like a full circle moment. It's great to be back. My role is Executive Director of Student Services, transitioning to the superintendency in the future. But I'm excited, really excited to be back home. It's amazing that the teachers that we have before our students, they are ready, they are excited. Like Miko said, there were so many parents, so many students funneling through Edgewood Elementary as well as the high school. Students getting their locker assignments, getting their schedules, walking their schedules, meeting up with teachers that they had last year. Our teachers have worked really hard to prepare classrooms, to have the training that they need with new curriculum that we have coming on deck. And so it is exciting times in Muskegon Heights.
All right, let's go to the board president, Ms. Katie. Is there a new management team, a new curriculum being introduced? And tell us about it.
So we do have Midwest Management as our HR company right now, and they have been working diligently since they came on board in June, which is a very short time period before school starts, and they had a very heavy lift. So, I mean, one of the first steps was putting the staff in place, making sure we knew which buildings we were operating out of. With this situation, too, it came down to the support for the staff and making sure that they had the right resources and they were placed into the right classrooms that they needed to be in or the right positions. And
right.
so working on that, our main goal right now is to support the staff, give them the resources that they need so they can be successful. The next step is working to building off of the curriculum. So we've been utilizing the resources and the partnerships that we have. The ISD has been fantastic in helping us with that. And so we're checking out all of our options. You want to make sure that your staff is fully prepared and that they feel comfortable when introducing a curriculum. So we're looking at the resources and we're pulling from different directions, but everyone's getting to that place where we're all ready to go and start the year. The staff have been absolutely incredible.
I know back in June, I attended a couple of school board meetings. It appears to be to increase the number of qualified teachers or certified teachers. Is that momentum still going? Were you able to retain some of those teachers?
We have, yes, definitely. And the search has continued and everything, but our staff has like remained so loyal and patient through this process with us. And that has been the most encouraging thing about all of it. So we're working with the teachers we have now to make sure that they have the proper certifications and permits, that they know if they're in the Grow Your Own program, they know how to navigate that, the deadlines for everything, and tracking it properly. And then from there, we keep growing it and hopefully have everyone, you know, getting their certifications, permits that are needed, but also we are retaining certified staff as well. So we're teaming up all together so that everybody has what they need for this year.
So what is the status of MLK? What was the legal status, would you say, of MLK school?
So this has been definitely a discussion that has been ongoing since we all came on the board. We're both boards completely transitioned. We're all new, and there was a lot that we inherited. And with MLK, I know that there have been things going around. And we've had a lot of board meetings, a lot. Usually it's just once a month, but we've had back-to-back meetings as things have come up. We've been in this whole stage of discovery, and we're still in that stage. And there are things that are unexpected too that we have to adjust. But when it came to MLK, the focus for that building when we first came on was the fact of the health and safety of our students. And that's why the discussions continued. There are so many repairs that need to be made. And we had to go through every single avenue and option to make the right decision. And finally, when it came down to it, after, you know, the discovery, the number of our students, our financial status currently, it did boil down to, you know, we have options in the future. There absolutely are. And so based upon the numbers too and our finances, we will be saving a lot of money right now if we don't operate out of that building. So we're not closing it. Closing has that sense of permanence to it by using that word. We are only choosing not to operate out of that building right now. We're going to be operating out of Edgewood, and we are operating out of MHA. And so we will have time as we save up that cash flow, as we bring our students back, to formulate a plan. The BOE has been helping us too with finances. That was recent. But we want to make sure that the buildings that our students are entering in are properly maintained and that they're safe and, you know, consider their health in this as well.
Right. Any changes to the high school? Are any of those kids being sent to the high school?
So right now at Edgewood, we are operating K-5. We also have the Head Start program in there from the ISD. And then at the MHA, we have 6th through 12th grade right now.
And what was it last year?
So last year it was 6th through 12th still. And
so
then
it's no
different. What was that? No, and we understand that too. And like, you know, there are options and discussions being had, like that's going to be ongoing. Absolutely. Right. Like working with contractors, different vendors, we're going to have to put out bids for everything. But I will say the overall goal, we're building back. You know, we've had schools closed before and we know what happened to those buildings and they got torn down and there's history there with it too. We're being very, very, very cautious and considering how the community feels about this too. So with the future and everything, we want to build it back. If we can maintain it, fantastic. Let's do it. But we want to make sure that we get all of those fixes in the meantime, and that it is fully prepared for students to be in that building, as well as staff.
How is the relationship between the Academy Board and the elected Board of Education?
Sometimes we have too much fun.
Oh, okay. So y'all get along good.
Absolutely. They've been, I mean, a huge support in all of this. And I know that we're like considered legally separate entities and everything, but we have the same goal, and that's going back traditional. So in all of those ways, anything that comes up, we need to like pass that by, no matter who it is, both boards, then we need to go and make sure that legally we're doing the right thing. The state, the MDE, has been incredibly supportive for us. They're 100% behind us. Anything that we need, everyone's ready to jump in and help out.
Right, right. I know you're a former teacher, right?
I am, yes.
Oh, okay. All right, good. So and how are we, when you come down to grading teachers, are you where you want to be? Or do we have a way to go?
Grading teachers, is that what you said?
Yeah, grading the teachers, grading progress, grading the overall climate of the environment.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's so important. And I do come, you know, with my own lens and things from my previous years as a teacher. And you know, my biggest thing is I wanted to advocate for the students, but I also wanted to advocate for the staff. And I feel like, you know, the companies we've brought in, the leadership that we have brought in, that has been one of the most encouraging things for me as a teacher, not just a board member, but seeing the support behind the teachers. Do they have the right resources to be successful? Not giving unrealistic expectations, building them up as they go. You know, all of us want to be successful, but it's a collective. We are all in it together. You can't let one person fall down to the side. Everyone is working towards the same goal. So there are evaluation systems in place that schools do go through, and usually that's done by leadership teams, and then tracking it along the way and making sure they're getting feedback from the staff. And that's one thing that you don't see everywhere. The staff get to vocalize their needs. They get to give feedback. And then it's the leadership's job then to give them those resources and supports as needed.
Right. All right. We're talking to staff from Muskegon Heights Public School Academy System. Let me go to you, Miko Gray, board member. Is the goal to transition back to a public school by next year?
If yes, we are waiting on the MDE results. We had to have an audit, and we had to do different requirements to satisfy the state. So the state will take a look. Everything has to be turned in by September 30th. We have to have everything turned in that they require from us to do, like as far as how to draw students, more teachers, you know, things like that. And we are knocking those off one by one by one. We came in with this. We didn't know what was what and who was who, but we are accomplishing everything that the state requires us to do to go back public. Now, as soon as they receive our report and they receive the report from the Treasury, then they make the decision. It's totally up to the state, but we still have time. You know, we're not going to close. We can still stay charter, and we can build and build and build until they say, okay, we think y'all can do it. But we have not finished everything that we need to do. We have until the 30th of September. We just came in office on the 1st of January.
Right.
This is what we inherited.
Right.
They passed this bill. And we are knocking out everything. We talk to them monthly, daily, weekly. Whenever we have questions, we call the state, and they are guiding us in the right direction to go.
That's good. That's good. Ms. Lottermill, if you don't mind, talk about the curriculum. It's a new curriculum. What's different about this curriculum compared to the past?
So I know at the high school, we relied solely on an online platform. So we are utilizing resources that our neighboring districts use for instruction. We're working with the ISD. Our elementaries received a new reading curriculum, math curriculum, and our teachers are phenomenal, PA. When they go to professional development sessions, they are participating, they are leading the efforts, they're contributing, they are sharing their knowledge as well. So we're strategically moving from this online platform that we've utilized and relied on, and it's been good for what we needed it for, but now it's time to do something different. Our teachers have been on board. They've been working with our ISD consultants in each of the core content areas. And I'm just coming on board. I'm about 3 weeks in, but we have made some phenomenal gains, and we're going to continue to work and have intentional professional development, coaching conversations, classroom walkthroughs, grade level meetings, department meetings, to look at how our students are doing, looking at our formative assessments, because the thing of it, we want our kids to be successful. Right. You know, this is the place to choose for your child to be educated. We have curriculum, you know, our students sometimes go back and forth between districts. And so what Muskegon Heights has traditionally done in my times before when I was principal at Loftus is that we all kind of use the same curriculum so that the kids would not lose instruction as they moved from one building to another. Our goal is to retain all of our kids and increase our enrollment. We're moving forward in that direction, and our teachers are prepared. Like the energy, the work that they're putting into looking at their curriculum, preparing their classrooms, connecting with kids, they are excited about Monday, probably more so than the students, but they feel good. They're prepared. It was, we were very intentional to give them that time that they needed to prepare. And so day one, you know, it may not be perfect, but gosh, it's going to be a great day. It is going to be an absolutely great day. School, you know, we have times where the high school, they start at 8, they end at 3. Elementary starts at 8:30, ends at 3:30. So, you know, we're excited. It's a great time. It is a great time. This is truly the place to be. And we have the team to do it. We have some phenomenal educators in Muskegon Heights.
Well, thank you for joining me. Y'all hang on. I got to talk to y'all off the air. We're going back to more music. It's Afternoon Jams 103.7 to be.